The supplier of the fertiliser, the wholesaler or the merchant who sells it to the farmer also has to keep a register of who he sold the fertiliser to. So the register on the farm and the register at the merchant have to tally. But there is no requirement on Northern Ireland merchants to keep such a register. So what Acorn is alleging is that effectively there is a black market for surplus or additional fertiliser being or developing or emerging in the country, and that farmers who are not complying with the database regulation are buying this fertiliser from Northern Ireland to effectively sidestep the rules that have been put in place.
So do the allegations seem to think that perhaps some farmers are cheating the current system that's now in place?
That is the suggestion. That is the suggestion. And they say, and it was flagged at the time, David, that there was a gaping hole in the regulation, in that Northern Ireland wasn't included in it. So it is where there is an open market, obviously, between the Republic and Northern Ireland, one that the government fought hard to maintain through the big Brexit negotiations. So therefore, they're doing nothing illegal in purchasing the fertiliser from Northern Ireland. What is contrary to regulations is if that fertiliser is not being registered. And so that is where the worry is for and not only for the government but for the industry as well, because if we are farming under its climate change agreement or its load carrying on the climate change issue, is to seriously reduce the amount of fertilizer used. So to do that, we have to have a handle on the tonnage that's actually been used on the farm. And if that in some way is undermined, then it has the potential to undermine what agriculture is then claiming and is doing on the climate change issue.